So we played around with this particular sonnet and tried it a lot of different ways, and just saw what happened when it gets on its feet. And so I thought it would be fun if we just kind of did that again so you can see what we did. So maybe, Tom, if you could read it. I'm, incidentally, Anne Ludlam O'Connell, and this is my husband, Tom O'Connell. And why don't we just tell each other all our names so we can go
on. I'm Brian.
Brian.
I'm Laura Olson from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Bob Meyer from Portland, Washington.
I'm Agnes Saab from Moscow, Idaho.
Good.
Not Russia.
Right.
Would you just like me to read it straight?
Yeah, why don't you just read it straight, and then we'll try a couple of our...
When my love swears that she's made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies. That she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply I credit her false speaking tongue. On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not that she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. And age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me. And in our faults, by lies, we flatter thee.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
I believe in that.
I think the consensus was that's probably a pretty good approach.
Line 12 is very good for when you get my age.
Benign deception. What is line 12?
And age and love not to have years told.
Right. Excuse me, what is your name?
I'm Bob Ellerby.
So we have two Bobs? Yeah. Okay. We're sort of going over, were you here yesterday?
I was not.
Yeah. So there are more that were not than are.
Give a look.
We're just going over what we did, kind of the basic approach to playing with the sonnets that evolve. And we worked with this sonnet and did it in a number of different ways. And one of the ways that that was most appealing, well, let's see, we could do it, let me see. Howard, why don't you tell it to Brian? That makes sense. And then you just see what happens when it becomes a dialogue.
In the sense of counseling it, or? Like,
yeah,
like
I think so, I think so. Why don't you come up here?
Couple chairs.
This is clearly, if it is somebody talking to somebody else, it's clearly an older person talking to a younger person, and a more experienced person talking to somebody who's naive to some extent.
He looks naive too.
Yeah. Innocent.
Question is, do I look experienced? When my love swears that she is made of truth, I believe her, though I know she lies. That she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus, vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. Simply, I credit her a false-speaking tongue. On both sides, thus, is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore, says she, not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I, that I am old. Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust. An aged love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her and she with me. And in our faults, by lies, we flatter thee.
Good. We'll keep you there for a minute. Let's give you some reactions. We'll give you some of these lines. Take this one. And that one.
Which one's 8 and 9?
Yeah, and let's let him take the couplet at the end. Should we change the wording up slightly so it doesn't quite. And I think go with that feeling that you were having, Brian, he really didn't like what he was telling you. So I think
found it hard to believe.
Yes, exactly. So I think you can use those lines to disagree with his approach.
Okay. My love swears that she is made of truth. I do believe her, though I know she lies. And she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best. Simply, I credit her false-speaking tongue.
Okay. On both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust?
And wherefore say not I that I am old? Old love's best habit is in seeming trust.
Do I pick up at the 12 then?
No, you just did the final two.
Okay. An age in love loves not to have years told.
Therefore you lie, and with her, and she with thee, and in your falsities, by lies you flatter be.
Thank you. I'd like to try it one more way, just getting us kind of all involved. Let's see, there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay.
Why don't we do it in modern English? But modern slang.
Okay, let's try it. Okay.
My girlfriend tells me she never lies to me.
Yeah?
I like to believe her, but I know it isn't the truth. She sort of thinks I'm some uncouth, dumb kid. But I don't know anything about what goes on in the world and the subtleties of life. And her thinking makes me think I'm young, too.
Uh-huh.
But she knows, and I know, that my best days are gone. I simply just want to believe what she's telling me. But on both our sides, I know she's lying, but I don't tell her she's lying. Wherefore, now let me see.
Why?
Yeah, wherefore is why.
I don't know what to say now.
Yeah, but now, why doesn't she tell
her? She tells me she's not unjust.
Yes, it's really.
And I'm saying to myself that I'm not old.
Why don't I pick that up?
Yeah, okay.
This is fun. Why doesn't she tell me that she sometimes stretches the truth? And why don't I say I'm old when we talk? Oh, because.
Let's let Agnes pick it up.
Okay,
here.
Fine.
Because love's best habit is trusting.
Or seeming to trust you.
Seeming to trust. And we don't want to tell our age, neither do we want to act it. Therefore, we are flattered by our own lives.
Great. Yeah, that's wonderful. Let's try it again, dividing it up. Let's, do you have pencils? Okay. Oh, I didn't bring them. I sharpened them and I didn't bring them. Yeah, whatever. You can write on these.
Why don't you point out, Annie, like you did yesterday, some of the puns that are here.
Yeah.
Haven't noted them yet.
What's fun about the poem? I mean, the message is fun too, but what's fun is the way he's talking about deception, and the poem is full of deception itself. So they're just going through it line by line. It's fun to find the puns. Puns being the most obvious form of deception that language has. And there's one right in the very first line. Can you find the pun in the very first line? It's a pun which I didn't find until I was working the poem, Reversing the Sexes. And then you lose the pun. And my love swears that she is, made of truth. And of course she's not a maid. I mean, we know by the time we get to the end of the poem that this girl is no virgin. She's much too worldly wise for that. So this, already in the very first...
I see what you mean.
M-A-I-D.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah,
M-A-I-D.
Right. And then it continues right through into the second line. Why don't you just read the second line?
I do believe her, though I know she lies.
Right, and then lies goes two ways also.
Oh yeah. Well, I got that down, therefore I lie with her and she lied with me.
Right, but she's already lying out in the second lie, right?
Do you think Shakespeare was doing this on purpose?
Yes, sir.
You did?
Yes, sir.
I thought maybe...
Not these.
Maybe we're interpreting something.
No, let's go on. We'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. I mean, he was really about it. And it was a great, in that time, this kind of playing with words was very much in vogue. The whole idea of things not being what they seem to be was very important. I'll bring in tomorrow a picture of Queen Elizabeth, because you can really see in the way people deported themselves and the way people dressed, that this same stylistic approach of there being a level underneath the apparent level was manifest in the clothes as well as in the poetry and the writing. It was true throughout the whole Elizabethan Tudor society. So yes, I think he knew exactly what he was doing there. I think he may have been doing things that we're not getting. So let's go on. You take the next one, Tom.
That she might think me some untutored youth. And we played with the word tutored a little bit. And I saw in there, and I'm not sure it's really there, some play on tutellar, tutoir, French, tutoir. The use of a two form for a lover, intimate relationship, untutored, that I had never had been on a two basis with a woman before. That struck me as a possibility anyway. Did we find any others in that?
I don't think we found any others in that. And the next line. Yeah.
Unlearned in the world's false subtleties. For false, you always have to look at twice because it sounds like the plural of fault. The world's false subtleties. That would be the subtleties of the world's faults. Perhaps. I don't quite see it, but it's... And obviously where it leads.
Better
in the wily ways of women.
Yeah.
He's untutored in the wily ways of women.
Exactly.
He can string you along and wind you around your fingers. But I don't know whether it could be meaning in both ways.
Oh, I think so. And of course, what he's saying is that he's pretending that he isn't knowledgeable in the wily ways of women, although he is.
I know. That's what she thinks I don't know what's going on, and I do.
She knows it.
She knows it, and he knows it.
Uh-huh.
Right, they both know it.
And he knows that she knows that he knows it, and she knows that he knows that she knows it.
That's what he says in the next line, I mean.
Right.
Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young. You have to think about that. That's a lot of things.
How about vainly?
The what?
Vainly.
Vainly, yes.
We're looking for double entendre today.
So it's both
vanity,
vanity
and in vain.
I like to think that she thinks me young, because I think I still look young. But also I know that that's an absurd thing to think. So I think that in vain, and I think it vainly. Although she knows my days are past the best, I think is straight.
Nicely said, though.
It's nicely said.
Although she knows my days are past the best.
And it's very straightforward, too, as that kind of sentiment is. And that's not at all elegant or complicated. She knows that I'm old, period. That then simply I credit her false-speaking tongue. The simply goes two ways, because it's both in a very elementary way, I give credit to her false-speaking tongue, and pretending to be dumb, being dumb, I do it. And then false speaking works both ways as being, she does speak false. I mean, she lies. We already know that she lies, which is speaking false and false speaking works the same way that the false and the false works.
Simply, I credit. What's he saying? I like what she's saying. Simply, I like what she's saying.
No, credit is belief.
Belief?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that means I like what
I give
believe.
Credence. I give credence to...
You're doing your brownie points.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though he knows.
I understand it, but he's saying, I really like what she's saying. I want to believe what she's saying. That I am young yet, and...
That's what he wants to hear.
It's what he wants to hear.
That's what he wants to hear, yeah.
That's what he wants
simply
to hear.
Simply, I credit.
But of course, it's not true.
Yeah, that's right. So credit cuts two ways, too, because it is to give credence to, and it is also to give her credit for.
Right, to give her brownie points, exactly. Yeah. On both sides, thus, is simple truth suppressed. I think it's straightforward.
Simple?
Simple oppressed is never simple, is it?
Well, again, it's
dumb truth. And
straightforward, truth. Straightforward truth and dumb truth, yeah.
Yeah. And Emily White was in the session yesterday, and she's now teaching next door, but she said that suppressed was exactly the right word. It shouldn't be repressed, it was suppressed, but he was right.
Even before Freud.
Right. But wherefore said...
You would say on both sides the truth is suppressed. He says on both sides, thus is simple truth suppressed. I think that's a poetic way of saying it.
Right, he needs it.
It's very good.
It's very
good. How'd you practice?
And that sort of comes to a stop, and then... And I mean, it's almost as if, well, that's the end of the poem. That's the end of the story. Except... He raises the question of why?
Why do we play this game, huh?
Yeah, and unjust is untruthful. It's just a word which has changed meaning.
Does I got a little confused there. And that's when I had to stop because I hadn't gotten that far to see how to say that.
Right.
Is he saying, wherefore says she, not she is unjust? Is she telling him she is not being unjust by telling him lies?
Quit sitting around, I am an old guy. Don't tell me all these things I want to hear when really I'm not that kind of person.
Right, right.
Why does she go through this charade?
Why doesn't she?
What's this about? Why does she do this?
Why doesn't she tell the truth? Why doesn't she tell me she's unfaithful to me? Why doesn't she tell the truth?
But then, he says, and he answers it in his own question by saying, but why don't I say that I'm old?
Right. Why
don't I admit it?
Right.
I don't want to hear it and I won't admit it.
Right. And what's the reason?
It's the habit area.
Yeah.
Habit of seeming trust, not real trust, but seeming trust.
Yeah.
And then we find out the word habit.
They just got into this habit of fooling each other, although they knew that they knew what they were doing.
And habit also was
the habit just carried them along.
It just carried them along. Yeah.
Every time they met, they added something to it.
Yep.
So they cloaked themselves in deception. It was their habit
to deceive.
The habit.
Yeah.
They're clothing too. They clothe themselves in mutual deception.
Yeah. So that habit works both ways. And age in love loves not to have years told. And when you are old and you are in love, you don't like to have your age referred to. And then now here come these two great poems. Who wants to do these final last two lines?
And therefore I shacked up with her.
Right!
She with me.
And we flatter each other.
Kept on lying. We kept telling the things that we wanted to hear.
We had just had such a nice time.
It goes on and on.
I caught that right away that I lied. With her. I didn't know what he means. I'm telling her I lied. I can tell a lie, whether I'm lying with her.
Can be
either way.
Can be either way.
And she would admit, we keep telling each other lies. And
depends on our heads.
Each other lie.
Right. Yeah. It's both.
That's really a good line.
Isn't that a good line?
No way to improve it.
No. Right. What I would like to do is try it once where it's a situation. What I imagine is a situation where it can be you, Tom. You're sitting around with all of us, and we're very close to you. We know you very well. We're your sisters and brothers and cousins and old friends. I think we're your sisters and brothers, actually. And you're telling us about this arrangement that you have worked out, which you think is pretty great. So you get the first two lines, okay? And I guess let's have Brian be your son. So we're going to hold off. You're a widower now. We're just going to hold off on Brian for a minute. And Howard, why don't you take lines 3 and 4? And just change the wording so it becomes that she might think you some untutored youth unlearned in the world's false subtleties. And then Bob, first Bob, if you'll take the next 3 lines and change it so that it reads, thus vainly thinking that she thinks you young, although she knows your days are past the best, simply you credit her false-speaking tongue. And then, Brian, you take on both sides, thus a simple truth. No, Agnes, you take on both sides, thus a simple truth suppressed.
We're speaking back to...
Back to me.
Back to him. Right. Now, Brian, you take... No. We haven't given you one yet, have we? Okay. You take, but wherefore says she not... She is unjust. And Brian, you take... And wherefore say not you that you are old? Okay.
And then I take old love's best habit?
Yeah, I think you take the last four. No, let's give Agnes old love's best habit is in seeming trust and age and love love's not to be years told. And then you take the couplet at the end. Okay, so let's see what happens. Family conclave here.
I'm going to tell you that is my situation, guys. When my love swears that she's made the truth, I can believe her, though I know she lies.
That she might think you some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties.
Somehow, she thinks that you're very young, although she knows that you're a very old man. And you just simply have to credit that she's been speaking with false timing.
On both sides, thus, the simple truth suppressed.
Right on.
We've got a little mixed up here.
It's okay.
No, because we've got a character here for Agnes. Agnes has to take on both sides.
Okay. What about that?
Yeah. On both sides,
the simple truth is really suppressed.
If you want to put it that way.
Actually, the truth is not so simple. It's very complicated. And as they go on,
second
law. Now, where were we?
But wherefore says she
not? And wherefore says she not, she is unjust.
And wherefore say not you that you are not old?
And then Agnes comes in.
Well, love's best habit is in seeming trust. Do I take this?
Mm-hmm.
Age in love loves not to have the years told.
Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me. And in our faults, by lies, we flattered thee. But that's the way the world is, Brian.
But your mother only... Whoops! That's your wife only in the grave 3 months?
And thus we can start Hamlet. That's great. Let's try. I want to just try it once more, sticking with the words in the poem. And Agnes, when you do your old love's best habit is in seeming trust and age and love, love's not to have years told, let that be sort of comforting to us. And then he can come over and take the comfort from you. I mean, you're the one, you stick up for him, everybody else is going pretty neat. Okay, but I mean, the situation is very clear. You're all going after him. Great.
When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her. Though I know she lies.
And she might think you, some untutored youth, unlearned in the world, all subtleties.
Vainly thinking that you are young, although that she knows that your days are past the best, simply I credit her false speaking tongue.
On both sides, the very simple truth is suppressed.
Ah, wherefore says she not she is unjust?
Wherefore say not that you are whole?
Oh, love's best habit is in seeing trust. And age in love loves not to have your soul.
Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me. And in our faults, by lies, we flatter thee.
Thank you.
It's all right, Dad, as long as you don't write me out the will.
We've got more of
these. How many sonnets did you write?
He wrote 152, 3, 4, 5. I'm quite sure. No.
Yeah, that's 146.
Yes, the last two probably are not his. That's terribly
pretty. Yeah, it's 154. The last two are thought not to necessarily be his. It's either 152 or 154, depending on how you call it.
Well, what I thought we'd do is just go through these and